our special March savings. We have new Chevy models in stock and more on the way. And buy any new or pre-owned vehicle in stock, you'll get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings for every free throw you make, up to $500. Our March annual savings mania event is right here at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come in today or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVUA News Time 821, Newsmaker 2 time here today. Pleased to have Brittany Heinrichs with Project Playscape joining us for the Newsmaker 2 segment today.
Brittany, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Outstanding. Well, how are things going up in Americas for Project Playscape? We've been having Brittany on for really a couple of years talking about a couple of different major focal points. And I guess we'll talk the overall first before we dive into each of these different tracks here. How are things going overall?
Oh, it's going good, and we're starting to get really busy. So,
how busy is busy right now? How busy is busy?
Oh, busy, busy. So we are still grant writing. So we've got that going through, and we'll be doing that this month and next month. We are also planning for several different events, and then some of the other big things like our grand opening for the ball field. So it's been pretty busy.
So how the ball field shaping up right now?
So they are doing well. We're going in and doing some finishing touches. We do have a few things that we still have to, like, construction-wise put in. So the coverings over the dugouts, we still have to work on those, and then some concrete pads, and then just putting in those finishing touches. Next month we get our scoreboards installed, so we're getting pretty excited. It's all coming too.
If you had to give a percentage, how close are you to 100% ready here for that grand opening?
I would say maybe 85%.
That's not 85. Bad. That's not bad.
Yeah, and we still have, we also have like the, we got a grant for the playground equipment that will be also at the ball field. So that's one thing that we'll have to get put in as well.
Talk a little bit about, I wanted to ask your reaction really about a couple of different sides of this particular project. One, the fact that you're able to be at this point, you know, you're 85%, the end is in sight, and how much of a relief that is.
Yeah, it's a big, big relief. It's been something that, you know, we've all been really excited about, and we've had some setbacks from weather and availability of product and all that kind of stuff that kind of put the project back a little bit, but we are super excited that it's coming together, and we're excited for this grand opening. It's an accomplishment, so the community is going to be super excited about this, and the kids I know are ready to get on that field, on both fields, and
yeah,
I know parents are just as well. So
Brittany, when's the grand opening?
It is May 13th.
Not too far away.
No, that is not too far away.
That is for sure. So, obviously, a lot has went into this, and, you know, the involvement from, you know, volunteers, community members, donations, fundraisers have been going on for quite some time. So how much money has been raised and put into this so far, Brittany?
Oh, my. Well, I don't know that I have an exact total here, but I would say probably around 600,000.
That's incredible.
I'm assuming. Yeah.
That kind of leads to my next question, which is really talking about the community support and the support of the grantors that have seen the value and the worth of what you've got going on.
Oh yeah, I mean, none of these big projects could be without it. You know, are those that we write the grants for, those donors, the community being so supportive, and all the fundraising efforts. You know, we have people, businesses that, you know, we may have gotten charged for, but they put in extra stuff that, you know, helped alleviate some of the cost for us. And, you know, we've got several businesses that have donated a lot of their time and helping to cut costs for volunteer work at the ball fields. And community members that have just stepped up to help in demo or installation or at the events to help us put those on. So all of that is so greatly appreciated. And, you know, it's not just our success. I feel like all of us together makes the success. So
before we shift over here,
celebrated.
Absolutely. Before we shift over here to the splash pad and the basketball courts, for folks that haven't been tracking you guys on social media, haven't been listening to our updates, or just simply haven't driven through Americus recently, what exactly are folks going to see that wasn't there, you know, when you have your big grand opening May 13th?
Well, it went from a pool house to and one ball field, and they're going to see a oversized baseball field, a t-ball field. They'll see a newly put up shelter house, all new bleachers, the new playground equipment, and the pool house has been renovated inside, and so it'll have a newer concession stands, and we've taken out old showers to put in new bathrooms, and so it's going to be all fresh and new.
So do you have some festiveness planned for the grand opening, Brittany?
Yes, we do, and we are still working on some of those things, okay. But we do have the ribbon cutting, donor recognition for everyone that's donated. Vintage baseball will be there that day, hot dog and hamburger community feed. The Emporia Artmobile will be there. We will have a fireworks let off and much more.
Yeah.
Outstanding. So again, Brittany Heinrichs joining us as we talk about Project Playscape Matters. Shifting gears to the other major project, you mentioned here about fundraising, and I think honestly, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of that has to do with the splash pad and the resurfacing of the basketball courts that you've got there by the playground. How is that process going right now?
Yeah, so we are halfway there, and like I said, we are busy on grant writing, so we can hopefully get some more grants to be able to put this in this year as well. The splash pad itself, we were told only takes about 4 to 6 weeks to actually do all the install, and then you can open it up. So we're still hopeful that we can get the grants and donations and more fundraisers plugged in to get the amounts so we can go ahead and get this installed for some of the summer anyways.
What's going to be part of the different features there with the splash pad?
Oh, well, it has a small bucket and some different fountains and sprinklers that you can go through.
So there's going to be a lot of fun stuff there for the kids.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. Talk about what the history behind this project and really why you're doing the two things at once, the splash pad and also resurfacing the basketball court.
Okay. Well, we wanted to tie in both. The splash pad, I know, will go for, it fits all ages and for the whole family kind of deal. But we also wanted to start working on a project that would also help with not only young kids, but for the high school kids. We have a basket, what used to be, I believe it used to be tennis courts made into basketball, a basketball court. And I know that the fencing around there has been stretched a lot and the concrete is really starting to crack everywhere. And so we wanted to also go in, and that's used so often during the summers. And it's often used year round. Those kids are out there playing ball. And so we really wanted to put another focal point in. Help some of the older kids as well on a new project. And so we put both the splash pad and the basketball courts together. So we are hoping that we can get both of these knocked out during the summer.
Well, you made huge progress, and it looks like some exciting ends of some projects are coming up in the near future. So congratulations on what you've accomplished, Brittany, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. And I know that for the splash pad and the basketball course, we do have a fundraiser that's coming up as well that I would love to mention.
Okay, go for it.
Go ahead.
So April 22nd, we have our second annual banquet and auction for Project Playscape, and so this will have a dinner, and we'll have a band, and we'll have a silent auction and live auction, and so tickets are available now. You can reach out to Project Playscape from our Facebook page to order your tickets. And I know we are also asking for auction items. So if you are a business and you would like to get promoted next month, on our Facebook page, we would love to have a donation for you for our auction. And if you go out to our Project Placekit Facebook page as well, we'll be posting this week on if you're unable to do monetary donations or donations for the auction, we do have a list of some food for the banquet that we could have some help on as well.
All right. In case people want to simply just flat out donate here to the cause in general, how do they do that?
So you can contact one of us with Project Playscape, or you can donate, send your donations to the Emporia Community Foundation, reference Project Playscape, and then you can note on it that you'd like it to go to this event.
All right. Sounds good. Brittany, thanks so much. Keep us posted here, because we're really thrilled with what you guys got going on in Americus.
We are excited, and thank you for having us.
Thanks, Brittany. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah, Brittany Heinrichs with Project Playscape, making all kinds of great progress, Chuck.
Absolutely, absolutely. Want to let you know, too, that as we look here at the 8 o'clock window here for later on in the week, we're full in the 820 spots, and we only have really a couple of 840s that are available for the Newsmaker 3. So if you want one of those, give us a call, 620-342-1400. Tomorrow in the Newsmaker 2 slot, we'll have United Way of the Flint Hills CEO Mickey Edwards campaign update coming up tomorrow morning.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza, driven by LongPineAuto.com, Longpine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. 8:32, sunshine and 28 degrees. Good morning.
Workers in Israel off the job and on strike. Their protests threatening to paralyze the Israel.